In this bulletin, New South Wales records 2,501 COVID-19 cases. Islamic countries have pledged to set up a humanitarian trust fund for Afghanistan. And in sport, Chinese tennis star Peng Shui denies ever having been sexually assaulted. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says his government remains focused on keeping people safe while at the same time opening up the economy. The comments come as cases continue to climb in New South Wales. Mr. Perrottet says people should wear masks when they can't socially distance indoors, but has not officially mandated their use. He says the hospital rate and vaccination program remains the key indicator of the success of the COVID response.
Look at the data today. To have 95% of our population here in New South Wales having a first dose vaccination, yet 26 of the 33 people in ICU in New South Wales are unvaccinated. The numbers speak for themselves. If you haven't gone and received a vaccination, please do so. Look at those numbers. They don't lie.
Victoria has recorded 1,302 cases, with 406 people in hospital and 81 in ICU. Case tallies are only expected to rise further as people take advantage of open borders across much of the country over Christmas. In the United States, the top infectious diseases official, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has the potential to put real stress on hospital systems due to its highly transmissible nature.
When you look at it totally, the hospitalization to case ratio is less than with Delta. There seems to be less durability of symptomatology, less requirement for oxygen. But you got to be careful. That might be due really to the fact that their population has so much experience with prior infections that it might be underlying immunity that's making it look like it's less severe.
Voters in Hong Kong have cast their ballots in the first election since Beijing amended laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and vet candidates to ensure that only those loyal to China can run. The semi-autonomous territory was rocked by pro-democracy protests in 2014 and 2019 that were crushed by the security forces, followed by the introduction of a sweeping national security law that tried to silence most of the city's opposition activists and led others to flee overseas. Low turnout was widely expected, and after 11 hours of voting, just 26.49% had cast their ballots. Islamic countries have pledged to set up a humanitarian trust fund for Afghanistan, where millions of people are facing hunger as winter sets in. In a statement, participants in the meeting, including the United Nations, the United States, the European Union and Japan, stated that the trust fund, set up under the umbrella of the Islamic Development Bank, would allow Afghanistan access to reserves frozen outside the country to help prevent economic collapse. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan warned of a chaos and a refugee crisis if the worsening emergency was not urgently addressed by countries, especially the United States.
I know the Europeans are extremely sensitive. They understand the situation. There's a refugee problem not just in Europe, all over the world. So everyone knows that this chaos will lead not just countries like Pakistan and Iran. Other countries will also eventually have refugee problems.
Chinese tennis star Peng Shui says she never accused anyone of sexually assaulting her and that a social media post she'd made earlier last month has been misunderstood. Peng's well-being has been a matter of concern among global tennis community officials and human rights groups when she appeared to allege that the former Chinese vice premier had sexually assaulted her in a post. After that post, she was absent from public view for nearly 3 weeks. In a video posted by a Singapore media outlet, Peng said that she had never said or written that anyone had sexually assaulted her. Well, now the weather. Perth, a sunny day, 31 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 24. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 27. Hobart, windy with a few showers, 21. Canberra, cloud clearing, 26. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 25. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 27. Newcastle, 28 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Similar conditions in Cairns, 34. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.